The Rebs were in plain view, moving, firing. Chamberlain saw clearly a tall man aiming a rifle at him. At me. Saw the smoke, the flash, but did not hear the bullet go by. Missed! Ha! He stepped out into the open, balanced on the gray rock. Tosia had lifted the colors into the clear. The Rebs were 30 yards off. Chamberlain raised his saber, let loose the shout that was the greatest sound he could make, boiling the yell up from his chest. Fix bayonets! Charge! Fix bayonets! Charge! Fix bayonets! Charge! He leaped down from the boulder, still screaming, his voice beginning to crack and give. And all around him, his men were roaring animal screams. And he saw the whole regiment rising and pouring over the wall and beginning to bound down through the dark bushes, over the dead and dying and wounded, hats coming off, hair flying, mouths making sounds, one man firing as he ran, the last bullet, last round. Chamberlain saw gray men below stop, freeze, crouch, then quickly turn. The move was so quick he could not believe it. Men were turning and running. Some were stopping to fire. There was the yellow flash, and then they turned. Chamberlain saw a man drop a rifle and run. Another! A bullet plucked at Chamberlain's coat, a hard pluck, so that he thought he had caught a thorn, but looked down and saw the huge gash. But he was not hit. He saw an officer, handsome, full-bearded man in gray, sword and revolver. Chamberlain ran toward him, stumbled, cursed the bad foot, looked up, and aimed, and fired, and missed, then held aloft the saber. The officer turned, saw him coming, raised a pistol, and Chamberlain ran toward it downhill, unable to stop, stumbling downhill, seeing the black hole of the pistol turning toward him. Not anything else but the small hole yards away, feet away, the officer's face a blur behind it, and no thought. A moment of gray suspension, rushing silently, soundlessly toward the black hole. And the gun did not fire. The hammer clicked down on an empty shell, and Chamberlain was at the man's throat with the saber, and the man was handing him his sword all in one motion, and Chamberlain stopped. The pistol, too, he said. The officer handed him the gun, a cavalry revolver, Colt. Your prisoner, sir. The face of the officer was very white, like old paper. Chamberlain nodded. He looked up to see an open space. The Rebs had begun to fall back. Now they were running. He had never seen them run. He stared, began limping forward to see. Great cries, incredible sounds, firing and yelling. The regiment was driving in a line, swinging to the fight into the dark valley. Men were surrendering. He saw masses of gray coats, 100 or more, moving back up the slope to his front, in good order, the only ones not running. And he thought, if they form again, we're in trouble, desperate trouble. And he began moving that way, ignoring the officer he had just captured. At that moment, a new wave of firing broke out on the other side of the gray mass. He saw a line of white smoke erupt, the gray troops waver, and move back this way. Stop. Rifles begin to fall. Men begin to run to the right, trying to get away. Another line of fire. Merrill, B Company. Chamberlain moved that way. A soldier grabbed his Reb officer, grinning, by the arm. Chamberlain passed a man sitting on a rock, holding his stomach. He had been bayoneted. Blood was coming from his mouth. Stepped on a dead body, wedged between rocks. Came upon Ellis Spear, grinning crazily, foolishly, face stretched and glowing with a wondrous light. By God, Colonel! By God! By God! Spear said. He pointed. Men were running off down the valley. The regiment was moving across the front of the 83rd Pennsylvania. He looked up the hill and saw them waving and cheering. Chamberlain said aloud, I'll be damned. The regiment had not stopped. was chasing the Rebs down the long valley between the hills. Rebs had stopped everywhere, surrendering. Chamberlain said to Spear, "Go on up and stop the boys. They've gone far enough." "Yes, sir, but they're on their way to Richmond." "Not today," Chamberlain said. "They've done enough today."